And we're asking the question, are you happy with the new mandatory mask rule that's coming into Victoria, everywhere in Victoria, from Monday? Lou, you're basically happy to go along with it?
Yeah, I am happy to go along with it. I just think it's no hardship for me to have to wear a mask when I leave the house. I've made some, got them ready to go.
And I'm following the advice of the federal government, which says the advice about wearing masks in the community has been the same since the pandemic began. It's not generally recommended. The chance of coming into contact with someone with COVID-19 is low unless it's an area with community transmission, which we don't have here. On 13 27 10, Anthony from Wodonga, what do you think, mate?
I think you should stop being a Karen and go with the flow, mate. Just do what everyone else that's got to do.
Yeah, Anthony, I might have to agree with you on this one. I know it seems like just another thing we have to do, but if it's what we have to do, there's no use arguing about it, and we'll get fined. There's a $200 on the spot fine if you're not wearing a mask and you're Victorian and you're outside of your house.
Yep, that's very true. I cross the border 3 or 4 times a day. I've got to put it on and off nonstop all day.
I don't agree with it. All right, thanks for your call, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Triple M, hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Tommy Phil here.
Hey, Phil. What do you reckon? You got your mask ready?
Look, I've got one to wear on my motorbike. It's probably the only one I'm going to wear. But, look, I'm normally on board with you, Lou, and I love you, mate. But, you know, I'm going the other way, mate. You know, I think it's absolutely ridiculous up here. We're going to have to do it. I'm going to do it. But, yep. Hey, look, opinions are like arseholes. We've all got one, haven't we? You know?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
That's so true, you see, Phil.
One of the things I just want to say about it is that if the federal government's advice is suggesting that you shouldn't have to if there's no community transmission, as far as I'm concerned, that's not being a Karen. That's following the federal government's advice. So you're right. We're allowed to have opinions. And I get that people think that, you know, like, oh, if they tell us we should. But there's no logical reason for it until there's community transmission.
Absolutely isn't at all, mate. And I'm with you on board there, mate. But at the end of the day, I'm going to keep my money in my pocket and I'm going to keep my opinions out there to everybody else because they're all entitled to my opinion.
All right. Thanks for your call,
Good
mate.
On you, Phil.
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Hey, it's Brendan from How Long.
Hey, Brendan, what are your thoughts on the mask?
Hey, Lou, mate, I am 100% all for it.
All right, tell us why.
I'm a local delivery driver. I live in New South, but I work in Victoria.
Yep.
And I've got to cross the border multiple times a day. Now, it's called a preemptive strike. That's what they've called it. They're doing this to stop it from getting here. And I'm sorry, but it sounds like that you're not wanting to do anything until it becomes a problem. Well, how are you supposed to get ahead of the curve if you just wait until it turns up?
Because there's been no evidence that COVID will get here. I mean, we've had literally months of essentially zero cases except 3 people. We've had no community transmission here either. So to me, it just stands to logical reason that you base it on community transmission, which is what the federal government is basically saying.
All right. So when they mentioned 4 to 5 days ahead of the border lockdowns coming in, how many border jumpers was there? You got how many people jumping the ship and then spreading it without even realising it or going, nah, don't care, I'm doing it because it's going to be too much of an inconvenience for me.
Mm.
Well, it'll be an inconvenience if you've got a ventilator tube down your throat.
Well, the
it?
Evidence is there's no COVID
Very
on the
true.
Border. And the evidence is that there's been no community transmission. And also there's harder lockdowns in Melbourne. So the chances of it coming here is so minimal that that's
there's
what the federal
government...
There's
harder lockdowns in Melbourne, Matt, but how many are actually abiding by those lockdown rules?
Well,
because they can still travel. They can still. People can still travel. That's the.
You can't
hard
leave.
Part
not
about
from.
It.
You can't leave metropolitan Melbourne now to move
How
regionally.
Still do it though.
Well, maybe there's a few.
Hiding vehicles in Evans. You've had a lady picked up for riding in the back of a truck in Dickie to South Australia.
All right, I get what
if
you're saying.
To do it, they're going to do it.
I get what you're saying. All right, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for your opinion,
Brendan.
Mate. It doesn't change my mind, but I get your opinion. All right, cheers, mate. Bye.
See ya.
All right, let's get one more, Lou.
Triple M, hi, who have we got?
Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, what do you think about the masks for Victorians?
I think in our regional areas that's absolutely ridiculous when there's no cases at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, look, it's a very passionate thing and I understand everybody's opinion's different. And like Toey Phil said, Lou, everybody's got an opinion.
Yep, exactly. Kathy, where do you live? Are you a Victorian? Will you have to wear a mask?
But I work in Albury, so do I have to wear my mask in Albury?
No, No. Oh, no. Actually, you might want to look at that, but no, I don't believe so.
Probably need to keep it in your car just in case.
Yeah, yeah. No, you don't in New South Wales. But, all right, thank you for your call.
All right, thanks.